Welcome, Falcons. Thanks for tuning in to the War Support Podcast. I'm Patrick Marshall.
I'm Caleb Krikorian. We will be discussing recent changes in the coaching and junior ROTC instructors here at Northwood.
Here I am with the new defense coordinator for the Northwood Falcons football team, Coach Brown. Coach Brown, even though you are not new to Northwood this year, you did come in the middle of the last year. What made you want to come to Northwood and become a Falcon?
Well, I had had a mutual friend with Coach Gatlin, and he had contacted him and heard there was a job up here at Northwood for a math teacher and a defense coordinator. And honestly, I met with Coach Gatlin, interviewed with him, and he sold me on Northwood and what I could bring to Northwood and what Northwood already had, and I was sold from there.
All right. What is the biggest difference you have seen between your last school and Northwood?
There's a lot of differences. Academically, I had 50 students at Natchitoches Central, and Northwood I've got 150 students. So that's been a tough adjustment. And athletically is a different breed of kids here. A lot more respectful, hardworking, and a joy to work with. I'm happy to be here.
What do you like about being both by being in the classroom as a math teacher and then being on the field as a coach?
I try and take my teaching skills the same way I do my coaching skills. I try and be energetic, interesting, and I want to set high expectations for these kids, whether it's algebra in algebra class or on the football field. Let them know that, you know, these are the standards and show them the way to meet those standards.
All right. What type of impact do you think you would have on your football players?
I hope that they become better football players, but more than that, I've told them before and I continue to tell them that, the details of the game of football and the everyday details, I guess, make you a better person as well, and I want them to leave here being a better football player and a better man than when they started at Northwood.
In the second portion of our podcast, we will discuss various topics with our newly hired instructors in junior ROTC. First, Lieutenant Colonel Byron Layfield. He is the head of Northwood's ROTC department. Colonel, I have a few questions for you. After leaving Woodlawn Leadership Academy, a battalion with over 450 cadets, to a battalion of just under 195 here at Northwood, how different is the workload, if at all, and how is it different?
Typically, there was more work with cadets as far as issuing uniforms, but not as much work with teams and other extracurricular activities. Here you have cadets who can be here at 7:15 in the morning to do color guard and are willing to stay and come more. You don't get that at Woodlawn. Yeah. So the workload kind of balances out, where there you would have more work issuing clothes, keeping up with equipment, and doing that type of thing. Here you're able to spend more quality time with teams.
Thank you, Colonel. We hope our cadets the best for the years to come. Now, our guest is Sergeant First Class Brown. Very enthused about junior ROTC here at Northwood. Your question, Sergeant? Cadet involvement lies at roughly 20% of the battalion doing about 90% of the work, while the other 80% of the battalion does just 10% of the work. How do you feel about this, and what will we do to change this?
Well, my initial thoughts is that most of it is fear of the unknown. Nobody likes to do things that they don't think they're good at, so they shun away from being involved in extracurricular activities. Methods of correction or improvement have to go to, I would say, we got to do better with early involvement. I know we used to have a program, Patriot, I believe.
Patriot Platoon at Donnie Bickham.
At Donnie Bickham. I'm thinking we've talked to Principal Wall, and he wants to reinstitute that program, which will kind of give those freshmen coming from Donnie Bickham, our feeder up here, an idea of what we do and kind of erase some of the fears that they may have in being involved. But again, I think if we focus on, creating other activities that they can be involved in, get that early involvement, we can up that percentage of students involved in our extracurricular program.
Well, very well, Sergeant. Thank you again.